This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, August 25, a confrontation. Our reading comes from Galatians chapter 2. When Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face because he stood condemned. For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles. But when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group. The other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray. When I saw that they were not acting in line with the truth of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, "You are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs? We who are Jews by birth and not sinful Gentiles know that a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. So we too have put our faith in Christ Jesus, that we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law. Because by the works of the law, no one will be justified. But if, in seeking to be justified in Christ, we Jews find ourselves also among the sinners, doesn't that mean that Christ promotes sin? Absolutely not. If I rebuild what I destroyed, then I would really be a lawbreaker. For through the law I died to the law, so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." After his formative, life-changing encounter with Cornelius the centurion, Peter and others led the early church in understanding God's grace for all people. Later, however, Peter tended to favor Jesus' Jewish followers, while Paul continued working for the Lord as a missionary to Gentiles. Though Peter believed that Jesus' love was for all people, he sometimes slipped back into ethnic prejudices, avoiding eating with Gentiles for fear of offending Jewish believers. In Antioch, Paul confronted Peter, Cephas, as a hypocrite for separating himself from Gentiles. Though Paul's response may have been excessive, we can thank God that Paul did not go along with twisting Jesus' gospel of love and unity. And sadly, again we see Peter, a pillar of the early church, showing weakness in the face of peer pressure from Jewish hardliners. Yet, Peter didn't completely collapse here. From his later teaching, we can tell that he accepted Paul's reprimand and moved on without holding a grudge. In a letter to Christians in Galatia and other parts of Asia Minor, present-day Turkey, Peter describes Paul as our dear brother, who had also written to them with the wisdom that God gave him. Like Peter, we can expect to fail at times. As we grow in becoming disciples, though, we can also, like Peter, humbly accept correction and continue to follow Jesus. Pray with me. Lord, by your grace, may we continue to follow and serve you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.